Thomas, grab Annie for me on the phone. I got an interview I pre-taped today with Joshua Phillip, but I think I'm going to have to play that tomorrow because that's a 33-minute interview, and we've got 25 minutes left, and so I don't have enough time. Grab Annie because I had her standing in the wings to talk a little bit about Iran and some things coming out. So while you're grabbing Annie by phone and with a picture, she can't come on camera tonight. I want to show the audience something. This is, if you go to WVWTVstore.com, this is something that we have just put online as of today. Kind of heavy. It's very well built. You want to pull that lower third down for a second, if you don't mind, Thomas. This is very, very well built. It's 9 pounds. So it's 9 pounds. It's got some handles on the side here. And you're like, what is that? Well, you can see the fan in here, right? This is something that was sent to me, and I was called about it. We're moving so much great product now that companies are coming to us and pitching their products to us. And we're happy for any of you, by the way, to pitch your products to us. You can email me, Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N, Brannon at worldviewweekend.com. So if you are knowing of someone else out there that is in the a business of making good products that are related to emergencies and emergency supplies, we'd love to see them. So you can just email me, Brannon, B-R-A-N-N-O-N, at worldviewweekend.com. You'll end up with two W's in a row when you spell that together. But someone that we work with already, a company we work with already, said you really should check out what one of our sister organizations has. They showed this to me. I said, send one to me in the mail right away. I don't offer anything that I haven't personally looked at and seen and verified the quality of it. I've been doing this 33 years. Been broadcasting as a broadcaster since 1995, and my credibility is so important to me and the trust of my audience. I don't sell things I don't believe in or haven't verified and wouldn't and don't use myself. So they sent me one, and I wanted to get one because I thought, I'll use that. That's awesome. In fact, I'd like to give this as a gift to a few people I know that would probably appreciate this. And what it is it is a, well, in fact, let me just take you to our website, WVWTVstore.com, for a minute. Go here, go to emergency supplies right up here at the top, if you want to show that, Thomas. Emergency supplies right at the top. Click that, emergency supplies, and it'll bring you to this right here, all right? This self-powered indoor stove and heater. I misspelled stove, so I have to go back and fix that. Indoor stove and heater, all right? So what it is, it's a stove, and I'll show you how it's going to work, but when you want to use it as a heater, you leave the top on. And this fan that you just saw me pointing to, that is a heat-generated fan. But if you want to cook on it, it's got the bars for cooking on, the grate, and you put your pan over it, and you can cook. So you can boil water. So it's a stove, but it's also a heater. So come back to me, and I'll show them how this works. So here we have the fan. You can see the fan, and it is a heat-generated fan. So the heat makes this fan turn after a few minutes. It takes a few minutes for it to warm up. It starts. So you could actually heat a small room. And then on the website, WVWTVstore.com, it gives you the measurements. Space heater indoors warms up to 200 square feet. So obviously, if you had more than one. And you can use this indoors when you use the heat. And the heat is on this side. And what it is, look at that. If you can go to a wide shot, a higher up shot, if you would, see if it'll show. There you go. What it is, some of this out of the way. What it is three of those 6-hour hand heat, right? So there's three of those. You light those and get those going, close that up, and then get it going. And within a few minutes, it'll generate enough heat to start turning that fan to heat a 200 square foot room. I guess if you had more than one, it obviously worked even a bigger room and more warmer. Now, if you want to then cook on it, you don't want it for heat, you want to use it for cooking on, then you take this off. It's got little slots that fit in there that hold that on there. You take that off. Now you come back to me. And now you got yourself a cooking top. And as you saw, you can just put your pan on there. You can put your pot on there to boil the water to make the freeze-dried food. Now, here's the deal. We've had some folks, particularly some seniors, who have said, I like the idea of your solo stove that's for outside, but I don't want to go outside. Do you have anything where if the power went out, I could cook inside? And wouldn't you know, literally, folks, we just got introduced to this. We're like, we said to them, actually told Libby, tell them, hold on. In the next couple of days, I think I will have an answer for them. And so here's this sweet lady saying, I watched Brandon, but I like the idea of having the ability to boil water and make freeze-dried food, but I don't want to have to go outside. I don't feel safe if all that's going on to go outside. And so is there a way for me to have a way to cook and boil water that's safe inside? And I said, well, give us a couple of days. We'll see and this is really well made. I mean, this is a well-made product. Okay? So anyway, I got it. We've got several on the way. And you can get it now at wvwtvstore.com. wvwtvstore.com. It's got, by the way, little slits on the end here. And you just put the little slits in there so that it stays on. And then it'll drop down into the base. It's very easy to use. Very, very, very well built. So check that out. In fact, Thomas, I think we have a little video. You have that video? Play that video real quick. Let's play that. Then we'll go to Annie. Is there audio? No audio? Okay, I'll just talk. There you go. You can see how well built this thing is. Pretty easy to use. That little device she's got in her hand is on underneath it. You can pull that out and use that. So there you go. Heat-powered fan. No electricity needed. Indoor, safe. No smoke, no fumes, no power. Indoor, outdoor. There you go. You're seeing the temperature rise, right? Brings a room from temperature 30 to up to 65 degrees, that 200 square foot area. Simple design. Get your canned heat. We've been selling the canned heat for a while anyway. So we've got all the canned heat. Now we've got these. There you go. Light the canned heat, slide in the tray, push heat under the fan, give it a few minutes, and the fan will start turning. Again, you can boil your water, make your freeze-dried food. Voila. Pretty sharp, huh? There you go. Okay, so they're saying it's about 8 pounds. I'd read it was 9, but that's all right. There you go. All right. Get it from us, wvwtvstore.com. You can also call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. And let's see what else real quick. I have something else over here I wanted to show you. Well, maybe that's all I'll do for tonight. Let me go back to the website real quick before we go to Annie. Oh, yeah. This is what I want to show you. Look what else we've got. Where did that go, guys? I thought I put that. Oh, I did. Here, keep showing that while I step off for a second and grab what I want to show. Yeah. All right. We, as you know, have the EMT bags, which are just flying out the door, right? And it's got some sutures in there, no doubt about it. But I thought, I want more than just two sutures. You know, let's see. Go to the EMT bag. Got sutures in there. You see it in there. And if I have a doctor, two sutures. So I'm thinking, if I have a bigger family and I want something else, what am I, you know, I want more than two sutures. So I went out looking, and this is a company also that we've worked with for a long time. It's amazing, a couple of the companies we work with. They offer things I didn't know they offered. And so I went out and I found one of the companies they work with already, and they have this surgical instrument kit for minor surgery. And this is for sutures. So if you wanted to get the EMT bag we're already offering, and then you wanted to have some extra sutures, you can go to our website because we now have those. Those have come in. And I'll just show you the screenshot of it because I have it right here in front of me, but it's easier to show on camera. Let's go to this. Here you go. All right, there it is, the suture kit for stitches. There you go. Comes in this little pouch, and it comes with these items right there, all right? And then you can assemble them in the little pouch, all right, and keep them with the light pin and everything. But everything you need for doing the stitches and sutures. Now, I don't know how to do stitches, and I'm guessing most of you don't either know how to do these things either. But if you have a nurse practitioner or a doctor, a nurse in your town or in your neighborhood, if we have a crisis and you guys need to have someone get some stitches, at least you've got, again, your EMT bag, and now you have a small surgical kit. So anyway, if you want to add a couple of those to your EMT bag, go back to the website, purchase the EMT bag, and while you're there, purchasing the EMT bag, you can pick up the little surgical kit and add two or three of those, and then you have the ability to make sure you've got enough sutures for if you need them for stitches. And again, that came up because I'm like, I like my EMT bag, but I'd like to have a few more sutures. So I went out searching for where I could find the best sutures at the best price, and that's a nice little kit. Now let me show you this. Two other things. We'll go to Annie. Look at this. This is cool. This comes from the same people that make the stove you just saw. Now, this is great for anybody, particularly if you are not around an area where you're going to have time to go out and chop a bunch of firewood or try to get some kindling for your solo stove. Remember us showing you the solo stove? Let me go back here. The solo stove right here. And you want to get some fire going onto your solo stove to put your pot on to make your boiled water? Well, this is a new product we just added today, okay? And we've got this coming in to us before the week's over. It should arrive to us. And this is an emergency fuel. And it's a fire starter to get a fire going, but you can also use it on its own. And as you see here, extra long burn, stays lit 20 to 30 minutes for sustained warmth and safety in emergencies, waterproof, pest-proof, lights in the disaster conditions. You can use it to actually boil your water. You can actually get this to go hot enough to boil your water for a long enough period. It stays lit for 20 to 30 minutes, okay? And you can use this to boil your water. So if you don't have wood or kindling, you could use this if you actually had as the fuel source for boiling your water. But if you're just looking for some extra fuel source to get your wood going, you can get it. And we've got it. We're offering it in the 2-gallon and 5-gallon bucket. So 2-gallon and 5-gallon bucket is what we're offering it in. All right? 2-gallon and 5-gallon buckets. Just go to WVWTV.com. Click on emergency supplies. You'll find it there. And then one final item. These just came in as well. We hear about water and water supplies and electricity going out and water not pumping and flowing. A lot of us live near water sources, but obviously you're going to want to purify it. We do have the purifiers. This is a great little item too. I thought I brought that up here as well, guys. Maybe I did. But this is a, I left them on the counter. This comes flat. This is a 5-gallon collapsible water carrier, and it actually comes flat, and it'll flatten back out. So you don't have to worry about storing a bunch of buckets and other stuff and clutter. These lay flat. It takes up very small space. Got a spigot on it, as you can see there. And so that's another way, again, thinking through the process. If I got to go get some water, walk somewhere to a stream, a creek, a lake, whatever, purify my water, boil my water, get my fire going, get my stove going, whether I want to use the outdoor stove. Do not use the solo stove inside, folks, okay? This is for inside, the new self-powered indoor space heater and stove, all right? So again, adding some new great products on our website, WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. In addition to the emergency food supplies, again, we're offering zero shipping. We're picking up the freight on the freeze-dried food. We're picking up the freight. We pick up the freight almost on everything, really. So check it out. We had a huge order come in this week, 9 pallets. And we have another, I think the largest order we've ever done. We've got about 20-plus pallets coming in early next week. So again, the prices are going up. The company we buy it from said their prices are going up the end of March. And when their prices go up, then everybody else will be putting their prices up. We think we've put away and putting in enough, storing enough away to be able to offer very competitive prices to our listeners longer than anyone else. And of course, we're also offering free shipping. We're eating the shipping on that, which is saving some of you hundreds of dollars. These, we had about 100 plus of these come in. Again, the EMT bags, we have them in blue, we have them in red. I don't know that we give you a choice of color because we're just doing good to keep them in stock because of the fact that so many people are wanting them. So again, there you go. All of that, WVWTVstore.com. Some of these things, by the way, make great Father's Day gifts, as Father's Day will be here before you know it. But birthday gifts for dads and anybody, really. But obviously, these are essentials. But trust me, if you want to buy some of this stuff for dads, for guys, most guys are into this kind of thing. They like these kind of things. All right, WVWTVstore.com. I told Libby her phone was probably going to ring off the hook tonight. So 901-468-9357. For those of you that want to order over the phone, 901-468-9357. five, seven. All right, let's go to Annie. Annie, thank you for joining us tonight, Annie.
Thank you for having me, Brennan.
I know you need to appear on not on camera tonight, so thank you for joining us by phone. And I want to go to a couple articles I saw today that involve you, and that is one of them that was related to the New York Times. Here it is. New York Times publishes creepily compassionate piece about genocidal Iranian regime. Have you had a chance to look into this, Annie?
I did a scan through it, and I'm going to be honest with you, not even a second of my surprise. I think everyone almost knows by now, New York Times has always been a fan of regime. Remember, they praised Rafsanjani and they praised Khamenei back in the time. They even put a piece out when Rafsanjani died, calling him one of the heroes of our time. So am I surprised they're supporting this regime, considering what's going on in the last 4 or 5 months? I'm not. Am I disgusted by it? Absolutely. Because the fact that they still have such a huge support from American people who are out there pretending to love freedom and ask for what is a fight for human rights and women's rights, and then they support, you know, New York Times. I don't know what to say about that.
Yeah. What does it say about Iran's influence on our country? Is there, I mean, Iran got billions of dollars from the Obama administration, the Obama-Biden administration. Is there, I don't want to accuse anybody of anything that's not going on, but certainly they're able to use their money to buy influence or buy media, right?
Oh, absolutely. I have said it for many years before anyone else called out Fox News. I was the first one to call out Fox News, except that I don't have much of a big voice to get out there. But I was the first one in 2009, as when I called out Fox News for getting money from the regime of Iran to silence any exposure of the green movement that was going on in 2009 in favor of Obama. It had started back then. They have influence in every single major media outlet in America, and it's been going on. Again, it's not something that happened yesterday, but they're just becoming more and more blunt, and they have nothing to hide at this point. I mean, why would they? They have the regime here under their thumb, they have the media under their thumb, and Americans are willingly looking the other way. Because they still think what happens in Iran doesn't affect them here in America, sadly.
Let's go to this other article I got over at worldviewreport.com, the aggregated news site, worldviewreport.com. This one, former U.S. generals urge Biden administration to arm Israel heavily against Iran. I put that on here, and I have another one somewhere on here where a retired Israeli general, probably on here somewhere, but a retired is here it is. Israel could strike Iran in 3 months, says retired Israeli general. Israel could strike Iran in 3 months, retired Israeli general. And you add that story to this newest one where you have former U.S. generals now urging the Biden administration to arm Israel heavily against Iran. What are your thoughts on this? And why all of a sudden all of the talk about a strike on Iran? Are we getting that close? I mean, we've been hearing this red line by Benjamin Netanyahu at the UN years ago. He ceased being the prime minister. Now he's back in. I think we surpassed the red line a long time ago. I think they've already got the bomb, at least one. Peter Pry was saying that, you know, years ago. I think they're on their way to getting more, but I think they've already got it. What does all this say to you, Annie?
Well, I agree with you. They already have the bomb. And I'm not sure, considering the recent news that I learned about on your Worldview Report, the daily news you cover, I don't know how I feel about even arming more. Us putting more, you know, budget into arming Israel, considering what they're planning to do with Christians and those who preach the gospel. Just a personal opinion as a Christian, I'm not super happy about that. But
by the way, just so our audience knows, there was a piece of legislation offered up that could have made it a year in jail, year in prison in Israel for trying to convert someone to Christianity. And then, of course, if you did this with someone who was under 18, it could be 2 years. I do have an update on that over at Worldview Report tonight. Amid backlash, Netanyahu says Israel will not pass bill to jail Christians for proselytizing. Well, thank you, Benjamin. We appreciate that, being as the only reason you guys are really a nation is because of evangelicals around the world. I'm not even sure they were called evangelicals at the time, but it was certainly because of Zionist and Christian Zionist, I being a Christian Zionist. And for those who don't know what that means, a Zionist is someone who believes in the natural right, historical right of the land to the people. A Christian Zionist is someone who believes in not only the historical right of the Jews to the land, but then you also believe they have a Christian deed to the land. So that makes them a Christian Zionist. Many Zionists have defended the existence and creation of Israel, which happened in May of 48, and many Christian Zionists to this day, evangelicals, are the biggest friends of Israel. So, yeah, I think Benjamin Netanyahu should definitely come forward and say this isn't going to happen. And I think he should have been stronger in his condemnation, but I understand that he's got his whole government based on a very conservative, religious, Jewish conservative small group, which I agree with on some issues. So he's got to be careful to walk this line, right?
Correct. Very correct. But I guess my concern is Netanyahu going to be there forever? What's going to happen when the next prime minister decide to say yes to such a legislation?
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. We don't need to be, we need to support Israel, but I don't think we need to be arming Israel. I think right now we need to be arming America. Israel is a very prosperous nation. I mean, we give them or sell them fighter jets. I understand they rip out our avionics and put in their own. They're a very prosperous nation. They got natural gas like you can't believe. I think they've got a massive amount of natural gas, probably oil, and there's even talk of gold. But they've got an awful lot going for their nation. We're in bad shape. We've got to go America first. We can stand with Israel. We can help Israel. But man, we got to build up our own military.
Amen. That's my point exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. I don't agree with suggesting for us to give more to Israel in any shape or form, because we're under attack ourselves from every angle right now. And honestly, Israel has had many chances to take Hamas out. They have had chances to push Iran back. They haven't taken that chance. And if they think they have 3 months to build up to attack Iran, they don't. The weaker the regime becomes inside the country, the more they're going to try to attack Israel. They need to hold on to their power one way or another. It doesn't seem like it's going to happen inside the country. People are not backing down. They're slowing down because they're exhausted. They have support from no other country whatsoever. So it's not going to end well for the regime. So they're going to try to attack Israel way before the 3 month mark. But as far as America goes,
let me interrupt you real quick. Is that because they're losing support from their own people in their own country? So they need some kind of nationalistic fervor or what?
Exactly. And here's the thing. Right now, the IRGC has been a split. 4 days ago, 4 IRGC members were arrested for trying to put a hit on their own general.
Wait a minute. 4 IRGC members were arrested for putting a hit on one of their own generals? What does that tell
exactly.
you? What does that tell you?
That tells you the regime is falling apart.
And all the more reason to go to war as a distraction and to rally their people around their nation.
Bingo.
Annie Cyrus, your show airs every day where, Annie?
Lindell TV, 2:30 to 3 p.m. Central Time, and Worldview Weekend from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central.
Yeah, lindelltv.com, wvwtv.com, and you can check out Annie at liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. Be sure to support us also, folks. Thank you, Annie. Be sure to support us
Thank you, folks,
by going to mypillow.com. Use that promo code B66. If you don't use that code, we don't get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. Remember, right now they have $25 slippers that are normally $150. Reagan in the control room brought his pair in, was wearing them today. He got in the mail this week. So he's wearing the $150 pair of slippers he got for $25. Limit of 10 per person while supplies last at mypillow.com. Promo code L, no, that's Mike's, promo code B66. I hosted his show tonight, too, so I have that one in my mind. But that's fine. You can use either one. Promo code B66, promo code B66 at MyPillow to get savings. And so keep supporting this broadcast and the Worldview Report and the whole network that Mike Lindell and I launched, can you believe it, 2 years ago next month. Wow, where has the time gone? Thanks for watching. Take care.